Hello, welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya Sultan from the CIO office Fixed Income Desk. Markets are anxiously waiting for Powell's testimony to Congress in order to gauge the possibility for a policy response at the next FOMC. In addition, the FOMC minutes for last month's meeting will be revealed on Wednesday. After last Friday's payroll data, the market has recalibrated its rate cut expectations, with 50 pip rate cut in July being almost ruled out and 25 pip cut being fully priced in. In case the Fed shocks the market with no rate cuts, the global high yield and some of the European Union sovereigns might see a pullback. Hence, it's advisable to wait and watch the July FOMC before taking fresh exposure to these securities. Asian markets remain weak during early trading hours today, while futures are down this morning as investors await for today's minutes on June's FOMC. Gold holding at 1,395, while Brent and WTI are at 63.96 and 57.48 respectively. Treasury futures edged higher, while the benchmark yields hover close to the 2% level. Large option blocking euro dollar gains attention as bearish hedges are rolled out, with open interest suggests shedding of short-dated US treasuries. The Treasury Department is preparing for the 3, 10 and 30-year bond auctions this week, starting today with a 3-year auction on $38 billion. The total bond auction is $78 billion, will be offset with just $40 billion in redemptions and about $5 billion in coupons in the settlement week. German bunds tightened due to the recovery in May industrial production data after undergoing a sharp contraction in April 2019. The recovery was mainly driven by durable consumer goods and capital goods sector. Local geopolitical tensions continue as IAEA has confirmed that Iran has breached the enrichment levels set in the 2015 accord. Iranian officials have threatened to increase enrichment levels even more. France is currently acting as a peacemaker and trying to salvage the situation. The Barclays GCC Total Return Index has given investors with a 9.55% year-to-date return. Turkey's real rates have reached the highest point in the last 5 years due to easing of inflation. With the new appointment in the central bank, the markets anticipate a rate cut soon. Asian hard currency bond market has opened with a massive supply this week so far, with issuers looking to opportunistically raise debt at lower funding cost. Several corporate issuers are looking to price dollar bonds today. Please refer to our primary bond issuance for further details. Tokyo-based Mizuho Financial Group is marketing a multi-tranche deal with Chinese and Korean issuers also on the slate. Issuers sold more than $7 billion in securities yesterday, easily surpassing sales for all of last week. Indian government bonds posted modest declines, breaking a 5-day rally that pushed sovereign yields to the lowest since 2017. Indian states will sell a combined 76 billion rupees of bonds, while overseas funds are awaiting clarification on whether the new tax surcharge would apply to them. Have a great day. Thank you.